The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Soronto.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is also licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Miriam. Miriam is a 29-year-old who's joining us tonight. She primarily is an independent gospel singer. She loves music, she loves to sing, and she's been singing from the time she was a very young girl, mainly behind closed doors, until one day in 2010, she found the courage to sing in church and never turned back. Music is her zone of refuge, and her mission is to simply share her light with those that have found themselves in a dark place. She's been there, and she wants to bring hope, and she wants to inspire the youths in a very positive way.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Miriam. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Sam. I'm doing good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. So you have a pretty cool story. Tell us a little bit about what made you get up that fateful day in 2010 and start singing in church.
Well, in church, they would always encourage me to sing, but I was extremely shy. So one day I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it because I've been practicing the song for like weeks. Then I went and I sang and I felt good about it. And ever since, I've been singing.
Okay, wonderful. When did you start singing by yourself as a... Well, how old were you?
I was like 7 years old. Okay. Yeah, I was 7 years old when I first started to sing and put on lyrics all by myself.
And what drew you to... vocals, to singing?
I am a very outspoken person, and I like to speak my mind and how I feel. Let's say if I see things that I don't like, I would like talk about them. So I started to sing because it's a way of expressing how I feel and how I would like to like help make a difference.
Okay. Do you also write lyrics too, or just sing?
Yes, I do. I write lyrics too.
Okay. How old were you when you started writing lyrics?
I was 7 years old.
Okay. Wonderful. And... yeah. If you had to pick one, is it lyrics or singing, or what's your number one, number two?
My number one is singing, and then number two is lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you work the music part to it? Do you use loops? Do you work collaborate with someone, or do you kind of do the music yourself too?
Well, I use like a recording studio to do music for me, but I start the melody on my own. Like I would have like the idea of how I want it to sound, and I would just start singing it.
Okay. And how do you, when you're creating a music or a song from scratch, do you like to start with the lyrics? Do you start with a melody? How do you prefer?
I start with the lyrics.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you decide if a song is worth keeping? You know, I'm sure you write plenty of different songs. And how do you decide? Do you have a person you run it by?
Oh.
Family? How do you figure out what you're going to actually record?
Well, no, I don't have anybody to check for me. It's, you know, how I feel about it. And I'm like, yes, this is a worth singing song, and I will go for it.
Okay. Do you practice a lot?
Yes, I do.
How often would you say you practice?
I would say like 2 to 3 times per week.
Okay. Is music your passion here? Is this like a side project, a hobby, or is it a full-time thing?
It's like a hobby. I love music, but this is not what I do for a living.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been performing before COVID? Is that something that you were into, or is that something you're not quite doing until you have more exposure with your songs?
It's something that I would do after I have more exposure. And also, you know, due to the pandemic, it would also be difficult to perform around that time. Yeah.
Yeah, the pandemic has definitely affected everybody.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your typical week, especially with regards to the music and singing and stuff. What's your typical week like?
Well, my typical week, I would get up early in the morning, like around 6. I go exercise. I do some exercising. Well, on my way to exercise, I would be singing something inside my head. And after that, I would come home, do like all the things that I have to do. And another thing that I do is volunteering. I do volunteering work with the American Red Cross. And sometimes when I have presentation, I would do them. And yeah, my week is actually boring at the moment. There's not really much thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. How did you pick the Red Cross?
Well, I've been volunteering for quite some time now. Well, the first place where I volunteer is in the Turks and Caicos Islands. That's where I came from. And then when I came here in the U.S., I started to volunteer, do virtual presentation for children.
The volunteering thing is a wonderful thing. And I also I pick a different charity for each song and try to put a bunch of proceeds toward it. So I really respect what you're trying to do, and I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what do you think is the biggest mistake you've made with your music career so far?
All right. So far, the biggest mistake I've made was my first recordings. The recording studio didn't do a good job, so now I have to re-record everything. So that was my biggest mistake, and I've spent a lot of money, and now I have to pay to redo them. Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Oh, that's a bummer. I've been there myself, and that's not fun at all. So we have one of the fans, Beth, is asking a question. And it's a simple question. She's like, what part of the country are you from? So it wasn't in your bio, so I guess the fans are just curious where you're from.
Oh, okay. I am from the Turks and Caicos Islands.
Okay, perfect. Well, there you go, Beth. Hopefully that answers your question. How do you think you get people to take you seriously as a musician? You know, obviously there's a lot of people that try to do this, and it's a difficult challenge and a difficult road, but if you could answer that, what do you think is the key to that?
I think the key to that is consistency. You have to be consistent with what you want to do, and also, you know, also find the motivation, find this something to push you when you feel like, okay, I just want to give up because nobody is paying attention to me. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, in today's world, that's a very real threat, because I think I heard something crazy, like there's 20,000 new songs uploaded to Spotify every day, and people kind of have this attention deficit disorder now where they hear a song. It's not like the old days where they would, like, you know, listen to the whole album, they would go through the song and look at the lyrics and the cover art and everything. Now it's people listen to it, and even if they love it, they kind of move on to the next thing. There's so much content out there.
Yes, that is so true.
Yeah, and that doesn't even count video content, right, or social media. I mean, there's just, we're competing against a lot of background noise, to be honest with you.
Yep, a whole lot.
Yeah. Do you have a backup plan? Is that something that you think is important to have?
To be honest, I do not have any backup plan at the moment, because, you know, it's not like my main focus. Okay, I am an accountant, but I sing at the same time and I write my own lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I want to succeed, but if I keep failing, of course I will keep pushing, but I do not have, like, I'm just being honest, I do not have any backup plan.
Yeah. Well, your backup plan is you have a real job, and you know, like all of us, you want to make it, and if you do, you'd give that up, right? But if you don't, you're going to keep doing, you know, what you're doing. I mean, you're working. You know, no one's handing you anything.
Yes, I have a real job.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. One of the questions I love to ask every guest, and I'm going to ask you now, is about scams. So I've fallen for them. You know, we're a tight-knit community. A lot of the listeners are fans, but some are musicians. So tell us about a scam that you might have fallen for, or if you haven't, one you've heard about that you want to warn us about so we can all protect each other.
To be honest, I haven't fallen any so far, but now that you mention it, I will look out. Yeah.
All right. Probably the most common thing that we see is people asking you for money. So I always kind of encourage people, if someone is telling you that they will help you go viral, or they will help you, you know, share your video on the radio or whatever it is, just be careful when people keep asking you for money up front, and especially with concerts. That's probably one of the biggest things that happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I will.
Now tell us a little bit about the song we're going to hear in a couple minutes. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it when we're listening to it?
There is so much to say about this song. What inspired the song was, okay, I'm not really an outgoing person. And that one night I went out with a friend and she was hungry. So we went to that restaurant, and that was my first time going there. And in my head, I thought that it was a club. So when I reached there, there were like so many young people outside, and some of them were like ready to fight. And I'm like, wow, oh my goodness, look at all of these young people out there. And it was extremely late. Like, I've never like stayed out so late like that. To be honest, I started to get scared. I went in my car and I locked myself in there. And then I'm like, I was asking myself, what's my purpose in this life? Because there are so many young people so many young people out there, and to them, like, going out, staying out late at night, drinking, smoking, doing all the wrong things, to them it's the right thing to do. So I'm like, how like, what can I do? So that's how the song was inspired. Like, I spent the whole night, I was thinking about it. And then in the morning when I got up, I started to write lyrics, and then I put a melody to it, and then I contacted this recording studio and we did the track from there, and then I came here to the States and recorded.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to the song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more after that, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, everybody. Check this out. That's a very, very interesting song, Miriam. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. So I think the fans want to know here, we have Bert is asking a question. He wants to know, what's your favorite song of all time?
Is it gospel music or any type of?
Let's do anything, yeah.
Okay.
What would you say is your favorite?
My favorite is, this song is from Cast and Crown. It calls Listen to My Heart, Listen to Our Heart. It's a very beautiful song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any apps on your cell phone that you can't live without that really kind of are vital to you?
Yes, the WhatsApp. That's how I communicate with my mom and all my family. All of my families. Yeah, I can't survive without it.
All right. Tell us about, like, what hobbies do you have? Is there anything other than work that you like to do?
Yes, I like to create videos, and I like to exercise, and I like to sing, and I love to cook. I don't know if cooking is a hobby, but...
Yeah, why not? Of course. Yeah. Do you have a spirit animal? Something that you want to share with us?
Spirit animal? I like dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about a role model? Any role model that you have? Who's your role model that you look up to more than anybody else?
I look up to my mom. She's a very, very hardworking lady. And sometimes I'm like... I don't know how she does it. Yeah, I look up to her.
Okay. When you look at your accomplishments throughout your life, what's the one accomplishment you're most proud of?
I am most proud of completing my studies, because, you know, sometimes it's difficult when you're working and studying at the same time. So... yeah, I am extremely happy that I was able to complete my studies and also do extra studies too.
Okay. What was the last gift you gave someone?
The last gift I gave someone was money.
Okay, who'd you give it to?
To someone that I don't even know.
Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't much, but, you know, it came from the heart.
So you told us a little bit about your personality earlier. What were you like in high school?
I was extremely quiet. Yeah, I didn't have any friends, so I was like the weird kid in school.
We've all been there. I was a nerd when I was in high school, so I hear you. That's okay. We all got to stick together.
Yeah.
What are you watching on TV right now? What's your favorite show?
I don't really watch TV that much, but I do like to watch Law and Order. And there's also this show. It's a Spanish show. It's called Caso Cerrado. Yeah, I like to watch investigative stuff.
Okay. You have any funny stories you want to share? Like the funniest thing that's happened to you in the last year or so?
I have so many funny things. Okay, I'll give you something funny that happened to me today. So today was my first time taking the bus. And I didn't really know which one to take. So I got in the wrong one and I asked the driver, which one going to South Beach? And then he said to me, oh, I'm going to drop you at the train station, and then you can take bus 120. So I got on the bus, and when it was time for me to get off the bus, I didn't know how to tell the driver to stop the bus. So I was like, excuse me, sir, excuse me. And then somebody said to me, you have to pull the line. So I pulled the line, and then the bus driver stopped. And then I was coming out, and then he said to me, the bus was for free. I'm like, oh, wow, it's free. I was very, like, to me, it was something extremely funny that happened to me, you know, not knowing how to stop the bus.
That is interesting. If I visit your country, what is the one thing that I have to do?
You have to go to the beach.
The beach. Are your beaches?
It's a must.
Are they sandy?
Yes.
Do they have, you know, rocks, pebbles?
Sandy, beautiful white sands.
Ah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's cool. When you look at the beaches, what would you describe your weather like? Is it always sunny? Is it?
The majority of the time, it's sunny, and it's extremely hot there. Extremely, extremely hot. Like September, like August, September is the rainy season. We would have like a lot of rains and sometimes storms. But the majority of the time, it's sunny.
So basically, it's the kind of place that I should go to in the wintertime, not in the summertime.
Yes.
Okay. All right. How would you describe the color purple to somebody who's blind?
Okay. I would say the color purple. I would say to the person, I don't know. This is a difficult question. It sounds very simple, but okay, I would say to the person, just imagine you standing in the rainbows. Oh, they don't know they wouldn't know what a rainbow is. I don't know what I would say, to be honest.
All right, that's fine. I wasn't trying to stump you. I was just trying to be, interesting.
Okay.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your contact information? Where can people buy your music, stream it, in case the listeners want to?
Okay, I'm on Facebook. My Facebook name is Miriam. It's my name, Myriame, 1026. And to find us, the song is in all the platforms. It's on Amazon, it's on Apple Music, it's on Spotify, it's everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Okay. Any parting thoughts to people out there that are just starting to get into this field? Any advice you'd give them?
Yes. The first advice is to, you know, to be careful out there, you know, with the recording studios. Make sure that if you're going to go to a recording studio, that it's a well-known one, you know, because you don't want to go to a recording studio and you pay your money to record and then it's not done properly. And, you know, to do it over, you know, it's extra money that money that you don't have, that you have to spend. So you have to be very careful. And also to make sure, like, whatever you do it from your heart. Because, you know, money is not everything in life. And you may not... you may not become like the well-known artist, but if you are satisfied with what you're doing, it really doesn't matter as long as you love and enjoy. And also you do it because it's something that you want to do. You want to do for love, you want to get rich or anything. I know it's part of it, but this is not, money should never be the main focus. The main focus should be the message that you are trying to share with the audience.
Yeah, sure. I get that. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was a blast, and I hope you had a good time too.
Thank you so very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. To any listeners out there who may be artists, if you wish to be on the Songwriter Show, I invite you to please just reach out. To all the fans out there, I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my instrumentals called Dreaming. This is a pacifying sleep instrumental featuring Ello in G major and the style of Enigma and Enya. This peaceful song will make you feel like dreaming all night long. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Have a great night. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.